Wilson Butty, a Pakistani Christian, has agreed to meet above a cafe in Islamabad to discuss the conditions he faced on death row. Living in this city with a wife and son and working as a painter, he says he was convicted of murder 22 years ago after an old man was killed in a family fight in Lahore. He says his execution was commuted by the High Court to a life sentence after his lawyer proved the man's death was not premeditated. Having already spent part of a life sentence on death row, he was then released 9 years ago. Butty spent 13 years in a prison cell waiting to die. Next to his cell was the death cell, where prisoners were hanged at the gallows. Prisoners on death row in Pakistan are at risk of severe trauma, according to human rights groups. They spend 22 hours a day in solitary confinement. Butty says he was constantly scared for his life.
When I was in prison, at the time a person is in such a state that he cannot walk, whatever you put in front of him, he can't eat. He knows the time, knows that before morning prayers, he'll be hanged. The time of death is specific. In normal life, it's all right, and you don't know when you'll die. Maybe you'll have an accident and then die.
Sharafat Chaudhary, a Pakistani lawyer who last visited a death row prison a month ago, says the trauma faced by death row prisoners is mostly psychological and not physical, because their cells are just a few square meters and their only entertainment is reading prison books.
And for those particularly who cannot read and write, it's really very hard to spend those moments living in a death cell and thinking over years and years for the upcoming death, and they do not know when that would happen. It's really actually traumatic, and it's very, you can say, from a psychological point of view, it's very hard to spend those moments.
After the Pakistani Taliban stormed a school in Peshawar on 16th of December 2014 and killed 134 children, the government lifted its unofficial moratorium on the death penalty that had held since 2008. Since December 2014, 344 people have been put to death, mostly for murder, according to the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan. Thousands languish on death row in Pakistan's overcrowded prison. There were just over 6,000 convicts on death row in October, according to the latest government figures, although Amnesty International puts that figure at 8,200. Chaudhary says Pakistan's use of the death penalty is motivated by retribution and the strict application of religious laws.
For example, if it's proved after a lengthy judicial process that someone is a murderer, so the victim family is also expecting justice. So it's pretty obvious that it's that if someone is a murderer, that should meet the same punishment that was available in the law. It's also Pakistan being a complete name is Islamic Republic of Pakistan. So in Islam, the death penalty is legal under Sharia law. So that's why it's also present in Pakistan's judicial system.
The death penalty is also used by Pakistan's neighbours, Iran, Afghanistan, Iran and China. Chaudhary says this is because they also face the same challenge of terrorism.
Because almost there too, or India is suffering from terrorism. Iran, Afghanistan is also, severely hit by. And both Iran and Afghanistan, they too, apply the connotations of the Sharia law as well in their domestic law.
With executions continuing to take place and reform of the death penalty seemingly a long way off, the fate of prisoners on death row remains grim. Rizwan Sayed for RFI, Islamabad.
You can show me your flat. Okay.